John, thank you very much for that prayer and for the powerful ministry. Thank you all of you. And of course, thank you to Dr. Brooks
for the invitation and for the great opportunity of being here sharing with you the Word of God. And today, the scripture that I have, it is in the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verse 21. And the Word of God said, and this is the Living Translation version. Again, he said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you." And this is the Word of God for the people of God. My beloved sisters and brothers, it was the same Sunday Jesus had defeated death after the gruesome events of Calvary. It was a day of celebration and victory over the devil and sin. Jesus had overcome the dead. Now, imagine yourself being with the 10 disciples and other close friends at this private meeting, in which all of a sudden our risen Lord Jesus appeared in their midst. Imagine the surprise in their eyes when unexpectedly the Master emerged at the center of this room, speaking to them the words, "Peace be with you." Certainly, it was a moment of gladness and celebration. A moment in which they were able to see with their own eyes the fulfillment of self-prophecies, as we can read it in Luke chapter 8, verse 31, and Luke chapter 24, verse 46, about his death and resurrection. However, this visit from the Son of God had a double purpose. Yes, he wanted to encourage his fearful and depressed disciples, but more importantly, he was there to tell them that the second chapter in the history of the church was about to begin. A new shining day was about to emerge with eternal repercussions, not just to them, but to all of us around the world over 2,000 years later. Before Jesus told Peter, "Feed my sheep," before he appeared to over 500 witnesses and lifted to heaven, even before the Holy Ghost came upon the lives of the 100 of the upper room, they received a new directive. "As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you." Jesus has completed his redemptive mission, and his kingdom was set upon among us. And now it was the time for the establishing of the church. 3.5 years after 12 individuals accepted the challenge of joining Jesus Theological Seminary, 11 of them were about to graduate. They did not realize at the moment, but they were about to begin a revolution that will change the religious and political panoramic view forever. But the sending words from the Master were not just for this tiny group of individuals meeting in a hiding place. The marching orders were magnificent and transcendent words for all of us who believe in Jesus, the Christ, our Savior. Therefore, from this moment on, the believers in the risen Jesus Christ receive their marching orders. We got commissioned to plant his church on earth as the Father sent him to the lost of the house of Israel. Jesus was sending this remarkable group of individuals to the world who abandoned their profession as fishermen, tax collector, and many other walk of life, gathered with the purpose of bringing change to the world. And since that very moment, millions of men and women from all races, ethnic backgrounds, and nationality have been commissioned and responded to the call upon their lives. If we take a look to the history of this institution alone, we have prepared and equipped thousands of people to spread scriptural holiness to the land in the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Individuals from many professions from around this nation and the world have come to our campuses in Kentucky and Florida in order to go to the world and fulfill this commission. And consequently, we're among those who have accepted God's call in a nation and world who is chanting the words, change. People are desperate for a change in the political environment we live today. Change in the economic realm, change in the war in Iraq, change in the way our healthcare system operates, among many other things, we might want a radical change of direction. I do not want to disappoint you, but I'll guarantee you this, regardless of who wins the next presidential election, we are not going to have any meaningful change. America is seeking to resolve their problems in the wrong place because the roots of our great challenges as a family, as a community, and as a nation are spiritual. This country, who once was a spiritual beacon to the world, has become a secular nation with a precarious spiritual crisis. And Jesus is telling us, his church, as the Father has sent me, so I am sending you. There is no better word to reaffirm the words said by Jesus in the writings of our very own Reverend John Wesley when he says, you have nothing to do but to save souls. Therefore, spend and be spent in this work. When the Father sent his Son Jesus, the world was in a tragic chaos. 33.5 years later, that society was still in chaos. And as the Father had sent him, Jesus Christ was sending his church to the world to bring the message of hope to a society in chaos. The only difference between the times before Christ appeared to the scene and after is the message of salvation and hope for all humankind. That is the reason for all our call, and why we are here fulfilling God's purpose. Hodgkinson says, answering the call is the road to purpose and fulfillment in your life. We take a look to the crisis of faith in the United Kingdom, for example. We can appreciate how from 1932 to the year 2007, the Methodist Church has reduced from 14,000 churches to 6,000 churches. The Anglican Church has lost 1,700 churches from 1969 to 2007, while the Islamic movement has grown in the same period of time to 1,689 mosques. In the United States of America, according to a study made by the Southern Baptist Convention, we are closing an average of 3,200 churches a year, a decline of 9.5%, while the population is growing 11%. There is no doubt in my mind this country and Europe has become a mission field. What we can do about this crisis? Well, it is simple. We just need to respond to God's calling, who claim our attention every single day with urgency. As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you. During my years here as a LLSP student, as part of the staff, and now as a graduate student, I have seen something that disturbed me. And it is my hope the words I will be sharing with you will be of blessing and encouragement. It was the graduation day for the year 2006 class, and one of the students who was about to graduate approached Victor Atrici and me, asking for a prayer because after more than 4 years as a seminarian, he was unable to have a clear discernment about his calling. After this situation, I had the opportunity to speak with some of my peers, encouraging them to use this kairos moment in their lives in order to discern what direction God wants for them. We're not here because we wake up one morning and decide to spend $50,000 in theological education. We're part of this wonderful community because we want to be equipped in order to respond to God's call in our lives to a generation that desperately need God in their midst. Because of this reality, this is not just a time to learn Greek or exegesis. It is also a holy moment of discernment. What the Lord wants for us, use our gifts and talents. And in my humble opinion, discernment for the work of ministry is more important than the ordination process. Because without a clear vision for what God wants you to do in ministry, you will be in trouble during the process anyway. And speaking of the ordination process and how it relates to our calling, we must understand that our calling is more important than the ordination process. Some people go in front of the boards, and because they are not approved for certification or ordination, they think that's the end of their walk. Let me tell you something. If your board delayed or stopped your process is for the purpose, you can reflect and be able to articulate better your calling, and in some instances, resolve personal issues. Meanwhile, be faithful to God's calling in your life, ministering to others, proclaiming the good news of salvation, and becoming a shining light in the midst of the darkness. And for that, you do not need an ordination. You just need to move forward, compelled by the call in your life who tells you every morning you wake up and every night when you lay your head in that pillow, as the Father hath sent me, so I am sending you. Every time I speak with others about Asbury Theological Seminary, I cannot set aside the people who lead us here by example. It is common to hear me making the statement that is my desire by the time I graduate, I could be a combination of Ellsworth Keller, Steve Harper, Bill Tillman, Bob Tuttle, Brian Russell, Warren Dinkins, and the list continues. And that desire is a genuine one. However, I know that even if I try to learn and absorb like a sponge the knowledge and anointing they have, I will never be a Xerox copy of this distinguished gentleman. The great thing about God is that he uses us with our virtues and defects if we're willing to respond his calling. Everybody in the body of Christ, regardless of their education, social status, or ministerial rank, are here for one reason and one reason only, and is to respond the call. Or as R. Paul Stephen in his book, The Other 6 Days, speaking about responding to the call and ministry, tell us, the church does not have a minister. It is a ministry, God's ministerium. It does not have mission. It is a mission. Yes, my sisters and brothers, we have a mission. As the Father sent him, he is sending us. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim that captive will be released, that the blind will see, that the oppressed will be set free, and the time of the Lord's favor has come. As the Father sent him, he is sending us. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, as the Father sent him, he is sending us. And the good news about the kingdom will be preached through all the whole world so that all nations will hear it. And then the end will come. So in conclusion, we sing, "Here I am, Lord. This is I, Lord. I have heard your calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will hold your people in my heart. And believe me, he is here to lead us. We just need to follow his boy. He has already commissioned us to do this work. He is sending us to bring hope and a meaningful change into the lives of individuals in our communities and around the world. He is sending us to proclaim the message of salvation from the beautiful subdivision of Waterford Lakes to the humble homes at the Paramore neighborhood. He is sending us to heal a broken nation from the mountains of Bell, Colorado to the swamps of the Florida Everglades. He is sending us to speak a prophetic message in a land hungry and thirsty for the word of God to the Irish people living in New York City, the Italians living in Newark, New Jersey, the Arabs living in Dearborn, Michigan, the Afro-Americans living in New Orleans, the Greeks living in Tarpa Springs, the Jewish from Palm Beach, the Cubans from Miami, the Navajos from Arizona, the Asians of the San Francisco Bay, the Mexicans in San Antonio, the wealthy people living in the Trump Towers, to the ones who are battling through the survival against many financial challenges living at the Kentucky Appalachian Mountains. He is sending us as a catalyst for renewal and revival in the church, in the inner city, in the suburban areas, and in the rural communities of America. He is sending us to our younger generation here in Orlando, our senior citizens in Brevard County, the illegal aliens living along Lake Okeechobee, the single parent who struggled to put bread at her table in Daytona Beach, the lonely sick at the Jacksonville Baptist Hospital, the rejected drug addict in Panama City, the isolated executive in Fort Lauderdale, the abandoned prisoners in Jefferson County, and the poorest of our communities. And finally, as Brother Andrew, famous God smuggler, says, at the spiritual level, planning means taking the initiative. It is not about sitting around until you are absolutely certain God is calling you to a particular task, direction, country, or ministry. Nor it is waiting for the doors to open so you can go there easily. Planning is an act of faith. Jesus never told the disciples to wait for an invitation. He told them to go. It is my prayer. Each of us will go forth and respond to his call. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.